May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. The first Sunday in Lent. 2 years ago, the first Sunday in Lent was the last Sunday we celebrated the Eucharist here in the church before everything shut down because of COVID. Two seasons of Lent and two seasons of Easter spent in a wilderness. More than 40 weeks when we could not eat of the sacrament. Things are still a little different from how they were before. One relatively small change is in the past we would say or chant the Great Litany on the first Sunday of Lent. This morning we began with the Decalogue. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage. You shall have no other gods but me. This opening is echoed in our readings. First, from Deuteronomy. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. For a number of years now, during Holy Week or the week after Easter, Debbie and I have participated in a Passover Seder at a friend's house. This verse is part of and the essence of the Haggadah. There is also a song as part of the Seder, Dayanu, which roughly translates to, it would have been enough. The song enumerates in 15 verses the works of God in the Exodus, and after every verse is the chorus, Dayanu, it would have been enough. Which brings me to the first temptation from today's gospel reading. The first temptation seems to me to be the strongest, the most likely to succeed. The devil taunts Jesus, if you are the Son of God. Jesus, being fully human, was famished, probably physically weak, and the devil is appealing to a most basic human need, hunger. Jesus replies, one does not live by bread alone. Jesus' reply sums up the problem with the end result of all temptation. It wouldn't be enough. Indeed, whenever we succumb to temptation, and all of us do at some point, we are never truly satisfied. We will always want more. It is the proverbial slippery slope. Fortunately for us, God's grace is always there to grab hold of us as we slide down that slope. To pick us up, all we have to do is trust in that help. Perhaps, as you heard, one does not live by bread alone, you were hearing in your mind the version from Matthew and finished Jesus' reply, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Every word that comes from the mouth of God. That would be enough. We further recall the first commandment in the answer to the second temptation. Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Luke's positioning of this temptation in response, rather than the third as in Matthew, sets this statement as the centerpiece of faith. We see this centerpiece in our worship today, after the readings and before the celebration of the Eucharist. We will stand and proclaim, we believe in one God. Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Serve only him. We are reminded not only to have faith in God, but to be faithful to God. And then the third temptation. Once again, there is the almost taunting, if you are the Son of God. But then the temptation turns far more ominous for those who wish to follow Jesus. It is framed in terms of the scriptures. using two verses from this morning's psalm. Jesus, filled with the Spirit, can counter such deception with confidence. But how can we? Our history is filled with scripture being used to justify horrible evils, oppression, persecution, slavery, even killing, all in the name of righteousness, as interpreted by someone's reading of a particular book, chapter, or verse, and often done by people who truly think they are following God's will. So how can we be confident in the path we choose to follow Jesus? Faith. The word of faith that we proclaim. The reading from Paul's letter to the Romans assures us no one who believes in him will be put to shame, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It comes back to faith. But faith is not just belief. Marcus Borg, in his discussion on faith, in his book Speaking Christian, points out that the root of our word faith is not belief, but actually trust. And indeed, we must trust, we must have faith, that we will hear God's call and respond faithfully. Our psalm this morning is a song of trust. You are my refuge and my stronghold, my God, in whom I put my trust. Trust that the Lord will not only protect us, but guide us, and to help us clearly hear and understand his word, that we may not be deceived by those who would use scripture to tempt us. And so, in the Lord's Prayer, we pray, lead us not into temptation, or in the contemporary version, save us from the time of trial. We pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us not into the wilderness to be tempted, but rather guide us along right pathways for his name's sake. Please join me in prayer. Grant us faith, O Lord, to follow the road you have taken. Let our confidence not rest in our own understanding, but in your guiding hand. Let our desires not be for our own comfort, but for the joy of your kingdom. For in you is all our trust, our strength, and our hope, now and forever. Amen.